Now, Libya has denounced the presence of French troops in the country after the death of three French soldiers were confirmed. Libya's UN-backed government said the presence of French soldiers is in violation of the country's sovereignty. The government also added that it was displeased with the French government spokesman's announcement that his country's special forces were present in Libya. The announcement ends months of speculations that French troops, along with Americans, Italians and Britons, are deployed to Libya following the Daesh takeover of the coastal city of Sirte late last year. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe, who is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Detroit. Mr. Azikiwe, how do you feel about this revelation, if we may call it that, that French troops are on the ground?
Not really a revelation. It's been obvious for some time that French intelligence forces, special forces, along with British special forces and intelligence, as well as the United States, has been operating in Libya. This has been the case for over 5 years now. They were sent in initially leading to the massive bombing and ground operation against the Gaddafi government. Also, we have to keep in mind that Khalifa Haftar, who is in fact a former Central Intelligence Agency operative, is being assisted by France, Britain, and the United States in his activities in Benghazi. And there reports that this helicopter was shot down by a group calling themselves the Benghazi Defense Forces, and the French government was forced to announce it officially.
So then what is the goal here, Mr. Azikiwe? Because, you know, initially, of course, it was the overthrow of Gaddafi. Then it was, quote-unquote, to fight Daesh. That's a stated goal, at least, especially since the takeover of Sirte. What is the real goal, do you think, though?
Well, the real goal is what it always has been. They want to reclaim Libya as a major colonial and military and economic base for the Western imperialist world. We have to remember that one of the largest military bases anywhere in the world, particularly on the African continent, had been set up, the Wheelis Air Base, in Libya during World War II. And of course, that base was closed down after the takeover by the Gaddafi forces in 1969. And they continue up until today to attempt to control the oil resources, natural gas resources, the geographic strategic location of Libya as a gateway not only to North Africa but also to the Mediterranean bases and various countries in Europe.
And finally, Mr. Azikiwe, I'm wondering, with the political instability that still exists within Libya, with the two governments essentially which are ruling the country, does that work to the advantage of these foreign powers?
It most definitely does. And actually, there are at least three forces now with the Government of National Accord, which is supposed to be the internationally recognized authority right now in Tripoli. Nonetheless, you have other political factions and entities in the country. In Tobruk, of course, there's the government there. Also elements within the government in Tripoli. Some have joined the GNA, others have not. And then you mentioned the Islamic State, which is still engaged in battle and Sirte with the forces aligned with the Government of National Accord. And there are other interests as well all across Libya. So they've left a fragmented political and economic situation, which is causing tremendous security concerns, not only in Africa, but internationally.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, Mr. Azikiwe, we appreciate your insight.